Ryan, Monty and Whipper.
This man's got a new book out. We saw him last week on Rove, mate, which was a fantastic appearance.
Yes.
Oh, the Nest of Occasionals, Tony Martin.
That hello.
Is, yeah. That is the name of the
book. I was actually more excited, Tony, about seeing you on Carl Stefanovic and Friends yesterday.
Oh, I had to go on and I met Richard Wilkins.
Yeah.
And he was so nice. Like, he's a really nice guy and he's going, I just can't wait to read the book. And there's a terrible joke at his expense.
Oh, really?
What's the joke?
What is the joke?
Should I find it?
Yeah, find it.
If you could just talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, no.
Because we are so into
jokes.
Carl Stefanovic at Friends at the moment. So when we saw you up, and they were plugging you all morning, Tone. Like,
were
they're
they?
Massive Martin fans.
But he wasn't, because we used to accuse Carl Stefanovic of being a robot on our radio
show.
But
yeah, he wasn't.
There was no sign of him when I was in there.
Where was he yesterday? Because he was gone.
He was having his arm replaced.
But since he got drunk at the Logies, I'm all about him. Like, he's full of personality. Now that you know he boozes up.
That was great footage.
But, Tony, you must feel like you've made it as a big name if Richard Wilkins is doing you, talking to you in his celebrity segment.
Well, see, when I was a kid, he was on New Zealand television as the afternoon school host. And I tell the story in this book about how I came third in his show's after-school filmmaking competition.
Kidding.
When I was 14, I went on TV and had to accept my prize and shake Richard Wilde's hand. So I meet him yesterday.
Richard Wilde,
that was his name.
He's changed his name.
I'm
stuck with Wilde.
He was what? As this is word for word from my book. The after-school shows were hosted by Richard Wilde, a part-time pop star with a fibre optic hairstyle. Years later, he'd change his name to Wilkins, move to Australia, and the rest is history. Or would be if history were preceded by half an hour of shithouse red carpet interviews. And then I meet him and he's going, and he's the nicest guy. And he's going, I can't wait to read the book. And I just felt terrible.
Oh,
and I was almost
going,
can we cut that joke out of subsequent printings?
Yeah, can I actually grab your book? I'm just going to tear one page out.
Is there a message you'd like to say to Richard?
I'm sorry. And I'm still waiting for my $49.95 Agfa film splicer. You promised me in 1979.
Is that what you won?
That was the prize.
Tone, look, your book, Nest of Occasionals, is about sort of stories from your life and from your childhood, as most people will know. And most people think they know who the real Tony Martin is. And like, before we say goodbye to you, there is a promo I'd like to play, which is a one-on-one interview that you've done, which is quite a revealing.
It's amazing. You're not going to play this.
Well, I think we probably will. It's a quite a revealing show, which will tell people what they may not already know about Tony Martin. So, Tony, thank you for coming in.
The book is
out today, Nest of Occasionals. Very funny. I've started reading it, and it's great.
Thanks, guys.
So here is this very revealing look into the real Tony Martin.
Tony Martin. You may know him as a comedian, actor, radio personality, or maybe you just simply know him as Tony. But there's so much more to this mysterious mystery man that you don't know.
I'm not sure that there is.
Yes, there is, Tony. And the real truth about Tony Martin will be revealed in a special 56-part mini-series.
56 parts?
Certain to shock Australia to its very core. Who is the real Tony Martin?
I was the dad on ALF for two series.
At the moment of climax, I always demand that my partner say the words, next up, the new one from the Veronicas.
At the 1984 Commonwealth Games, I took bronze in the 200 metres running like a girl.
I have what are known as Swiss Army genitals.
No one's ever seen me and James Valentine together. I think you know why.
Hear from Tony's close friends like Cockney Craig.
Apples and pears, what about that Tony Martin geezer then?
Former Prime Minister John Howard.
Tony Martin helped me create incentivation.
And fictional mafia boss Tony Soprano.
What the f's with this Tony Martin? I don't understand. This doesn't even sound like Tony Soprano. It sounds like Marlon f***ing Brando.
As they reveal all and try and help us further understand whether Tony Martin is actually the funny and talented man we all think he is, or if this fraud is really just a nest of occasional madness.
Nest of occasional madness? That ties in perfectly to my new book, actually, A Nest of Occasionals. That comes into that. Is that a coincidence?
That is a big coincidence.
That was a coincidence. Very good, yes.
Ryan, Monty and Whipper.